All right. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Now taking your two hands, placing them together in front of your heart chakra, and rubbing your hands together, creating some energy, some heat in those hands, some tapas. And when your palms are nice and heated up, take your right and left hands and take this spiritual energy and place them, cup your hands over your eyes. And just do a little energy healing on your eyes right now. And as you connect with your eyes and you feel this warmth, this beautiful healing energy from your hand chakras going into your eyes, say to yourself, I love myself. I love what I see. I trust myself. I enjoy being me. I express my unique self. I love my life. And take a moment to feel that healing of love and permission to be, permission to see, and permission to be unique and extraordinary. And when you're ready, you can drop your hands down to your lap, and with your first finger and thumb touching in Dhyan Mudra, the Mudra of Infinity, palms facing up in a receptive mode, we're going to go deeper now into the meditation. Male bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, like you to ground your testes and prostate down to the center of the earth. Set this male body on release. Release any excess energy in the male body. And especially around the prostate, let's release swelling or congested energy. And bring the male body into neutrality, letting go of competition and aggression. Female bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the two ovaries that sit very low in the pelvic cradle, down through the perineum, and down to the center of the earth. Set the right ovary on release and the left ovary on release. And release all the healing projects from your ovaries, all the congested energy from your ovaries, letting it all go down the grounding cord. It's time for you to heal. Going up to the adrenals with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the adrenals. The adrenals sit on top of the kidneys. They're about waist level, a couple inches off the spine. They look like little acorns with hats. Ground these two adrenals through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Set the right and left adrenal on release. Let go of fight or flight energy, worry or concern. And then let's go ahead and plug the nervous system, the sciatic nerve, into each of the adrenals. And use the adrenals as a gateway to clearing the beautiful, lacy network of nerves. It's all washing down the grounding cord. The excess energy in the nervous system is now just peeling and melting off. Going up to the center of the head. Let's go ahead and open a trap door out the back of the head. Take a spiritual fire hose and wash out the center of the head. Wash out any worries, looping thoughts, concerns, cobwebs, spiderwebs, excess boxes, unpaid bills. Let's just wash it all out. This is your golden temple of silence. And in this area, we'll be doing the majority of your eye healing today. Want it nice, clean, and pristine? You can identify a golden throne in the center of your golden temple of silence. We'll be returning to this golden temple of silence soon. Once you've washed the center of the head out, let's close the trapdoor, pop out the top of the head, pull the aura into 18 inches around the body. Let's go ahead and put a cobalt blue flame on the outside edge of the aura. It's your blue corona. We're going to deprogram miasms, thoughts that are coming towards you around poor vision, things that people have said. Let's burn that all off. That's alien energy to you. You don't need that. Beautiful. Put a golden Roomba at the top of your head. And let's go ahead, and it's a little automated vacuum cleaner, a robot vacuum cleaner. Have it just clean out the inside of the aura. So spiraling around your head, your neck and shoulders, your body, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and under your feet. Just zoom, zoom, zoom. It's vacuuming up all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls you've collected through your day. Maybe through the week, maybe longer. Once it's cleaned up all the dust bunnies, you can throw the whole little Roomba down the grounding cord. Opening your feet chakras to earth energy, bringing earth energy up in through the feet. And I'd like you to just allow some of that earth energy to go right into the toes. The tips of the toes are the top of the head, and so that area where we're working on clearing vision, let's go ahead and make sure that there's no congested energy or blockages in the meridians related to vision in the toes. And we'll just have that gold energy just run out the toes, just coming up through the feet and running out through the toes for a few minutes. And you can also bring earth energy up through the feet and up through the ankles. So it's going both directions. Now it's going out the toes and it's going up through the ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. And then bringing more energy in. And let's just clear all the cellular body from the feet through the hips with this earth energy. So just continue to bring more cleansing energy from the earth all the way through the legs and out the hips. You're doing a wonderful job. Finding a place in the universe that's in harmony with you. A star, a constellation, an island, a temple, a mountaintop, somewhere that makes your heart sing when you think about it. Bring a line of energy into the back of your head from that wonderful place and down through your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands and out the fingertips, bringing more of that universal energy down through your back channels, through the neck, and the back, all the way down to through the hips, looping up through the pelvic cradle, up through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura, bathing and cleansing your inner workings, bathing and cleansing your meridians, and even bathing and cleansing your eyes, your optic nerve, and your visual cortex. And we're ready to begin. I'd like you to sit in the center of your head. We'll begin by working on the eyes, just like we grounded the testes, the ovaries, and the adrenals. We'll now ground the eyeballs with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center from each of the eyeballs down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Let's set the eyeballs on release and release any dark, gray, or failing energy in the eyeballs. And what we're imagining is a gold energy helping usher out gray, black, brown, white, or failing energy in the eyes. And that gold energy is bringing up the color of pink or green. Imagine a master cell in each of your eyeballs. And what we're now going to do is continue to allow the eyeballs to ground. And as those eyeballs are grounding, let's go ahead and release the failed energy in the master cell. So any black around the membrane, any dark colors in the nucleus, absorption organelle, elimination organelle, or DNA, we're just releasing dark colors now. Nothing else right now, just releasing dark colors. It's all going through the eyeball grounding cord, through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Seems a little stuck, go ahead and put a little whirlwind or tornado at the bottom of the grounding cord and just get a little more momentum going. You're doing a wonderful job. I'd like you to imagine that the human blueprint is now very clear in your vision, that bringing gold god energy into these master cells, these two precious cells that direct the eyeballs, this gold energy is beginning to restore the perfection of the master cell. And you can really see the outer membrane is lightening up and going to pink or green. That the nucleus is beginning to reappear with this gold energy. And just seeing gold energy flooding into your eyes, lots of gold energy, especially flooding into the master cell of each eye, lots of gold energy. And then continue seeing that gold energy restoring the absorption organelle, the elimination organelle, and even the DNA, you might trace it like a beautiful spiral staircase. And any damage to the telomeres is now healing and coming back together. You're doing a wonderful job. And remember to breathe while you're doing this. Beautiful, and we're going to keep showering this beautiful pink energy now into the lenses. So as the gold energy is filling in the master cell, let's start really flooding pink energy into the lens of the eyeball, softening the lens, allows for better, clearer vision. You're doing a wonderful job. The gold energy is now helping the master cell in each of the eyes to mirror to all the other cells. The eyeballs are beginning to upgrade, going to pink or green. The lenses continue to have a healing of pink, continuing to improve. And while the eyes continue to heal and these beautiful colors are continuing to restore the eyes, I'd like you to now imagine the optic nerve. And let's go ahead and put a grounding cord from the center of the head down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Let's go ahead and set the optic nerve on release and release any gray, black, brown, white control energy. Any failed energy or not your energy, let's get that out of the optic nerve. And if you're having any difficulty, again, go ahead and put a little tornado in the grounding cord, and let's just go ahead and keep pulling out any dark energy. One of the things people have also done, if they're having difficulty with the grounding clearing, is that they go to imagining a cobalt blue layering the optic nerve, which is the pathway between the eyeballs and the visual cortex in the back of the head. So you can use Cobalt blue, it's a deprogram energy and will potentially also remove dark energy from the optic nerve. Beautiful. And let's go ahead and look at a cell in the optic nerve. And then let's ground that master cell. And let's just release any dark energy from the master cell, from the nucleus, from the membrane, from the absorption, elimination organelle, or from the DNA. Let's just release dark energy. Beautiful. And then flooding this master cell as it clears with gold energy. Just imagine maybe there's a coffee pot of liquid gold or pure gold just above the optic nerve. And just pour that gold, just massively pour that gold energy into the optic nerve. The optic nerve should be coming to an electric blue. That is the color that is a good color for the optic nerve. And also, the cells can now mirror to each other and become healthier by amplifying gold energy. So just lots of gold energy in the optic nerve. And then let's go to the visual cortex. And let's ground the visual cortex that is in the back of the head. It's about 2 inches up from the base of the spine. Goes up about 1.5 inches or 2 inches, and it's kind of the back of the brain. Ground that with a line of energy, and let's go ahead and set that unreleased all the way to the center of the earth. Release any gray, black, brown, or white energy. Very good. Very good. Should be going to a green or pink. Take out the master cell. Very good. And let's go ahead and ground off the master cell. Any black energy on the membrane? Any black energy on the nucleus? The absorption organelle, the elimination organelle, the DNA? Let's ground it all off. All that dark energy, all that failed energy is leaving the master cell. And now let's start flooding the master cell with gold energy. And it lights the light of cell in all three areas, in the eyeballs, in the optic nerve, and in the visual cortex. And now the cells are communicating with each other. The master cells are teaching the cells how to respond. It's going very, very well. Beautiful. And just keep allowing more and more gold energy to come in to this whole communication. And now I'd like you to imagine some roses in front of your eyes. And let's do rose bombs. So just putting up some red roses, ground them down to the center of the earth, and then throw a little time bomb on top of them. Rose bomb, rose bomb, rose bomb, rose bomb. You're doing great. This is clearing unwanted energies or entities from the front of your eyes. You might do that all around your head. Rose bombs, maybe you have 4 roses. North, south, east, and west. Maybe one above the head, make it a 5th one. And then 5 little cartoon bombs and blow them up. And imagine the miasm connection that people have around you, the group virus, the thoughts that people say around their eyes. Oh, I'm getting old. Oh, I've always had it this way. And let's just imagine those all going into a bubble in front of you. Maybe a helium balloon, a yucky helium balloon, but they're getting magnetized out of you and just flooding into that helium balloon. And when you see all those miasms collected in that kind of black, gunky helium balloon, I want you to have some great fun and maybe throw a nice little stick of dynamite on it and blow it up and just let go of those miasms that are not true for you. And you might do this more than once. I'd like you to next imagine a DNA strand that you're looking at. You're sitting in your view screen. You're sitting on your golden throne in your golden temple of silence. And just imagine that you're looking at a master cell with a DNA strand. And looking at the DNA strand, I'd like you to have all of the DNA that's related to poor functioning eyes show up as little black spots all over the DNA. And so you can really identify where it is. And then I'd like you to vacuum off all of those black spots. So take a golden vacuum cleaner and just vacuum off all of the black spots in the DNA. You're doing a wonderful job. And once you've gotten all those black spots vacuumed up, I'd like you to pulse a radio wave of gold energy through the DNA. Doing great. Beautiful. All right, and we're going to let that strand wrap back up and back into the master cell. Let's amplify the whole body with gold energy now and help the DNA make its new information known to all the cells of the body. And while you're doing that, imagine that you can go into that master cell and just push a reset button so that this is the new level of vision, clarity of vision. So push that reset button so that when you wake up tomorrow morning after sleeping, your vision will return to this improved state. And I'd like you to sit at the top of your head as a handsome yogi or a beautiful yogini in a golden bubble of light. I'd like you to bring yourself back into your body, filling out your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck, and head. And then I'd like you to rub your hands together in front of your heart, creating some more heat and energy. And then just gently using your fingers, the tips of your fingers, let's go ahead and do some little tapping around the forehead and the eyelids and under the eyes, and then back through the top of the head and actually eventually ending up at the visual cortex, so the back of the head. Let's go ahead and keep tapping, keep tapping, keep tapping. Doing a good job. Doing a great job. Taking three deep pink cleansing breaths in and out, breathing in pink energy, the energy of rejuvenation and youth. Breathing out, breathing in. I'm willing to see clearly. Breathing out. I'm willing to have life in focus yet again. And breathing out. And really coming back into your body now, wiggling your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck, and head. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.